You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Oh, it's that time of year. He is live from Goodyear, Arizona. We're talking Reds baseball. I'm Dave Raymond with Mark Sheldon of Reds.com. And Mark, how's the weather?
It's really beautiful, actually. This surprised me when I heard this in the weather forecast, but this will be the earliest in the history of Phoenix that it gets to 90 degrees. They'll have a record temperature today. They're expecting 91 degrees, which is very early for this. Usually we don't hit the 90s until towards the end of camp, and to have one on the very first day, even before pitchers and catchers report, is pretty astounding.
Yeah, man, good for you. Nice weather. The only bad news to that is it'll be 120 at the end of spring training. But
let's hope not.
All right, so you're down there, pitchers and catchers beginning to show up. I'm sure actually a great number have already showed up, of position players as well, but not official yet. Let's talk about some of the things that we're anticipating this spring training. And one of them has to be Homer Bailey coming back.
Yeah, I saw him today. He's a guy here yesterday, and he has already thrown a couple of bullpen sessions in Texas. He's going to throw another one on Friday, and he's still on track to return from Tommy John surgery / rehab in May. And the kind of the way he characterized it is that he feels normal, exactly how he's supposed to feel. Now the real struggle, if there is one, is to not try to rush back. He's got to follow the timetable to the letter. He can't rush things. He can't decide to throw extra pitches. He can't try to rush his schedule, because that's where you get hurt again. So he's going to, you know, after sitting out most of last season, and now he's going to have to kind of go on a slower schedule than the other pitchers, but all leads up to hopefully him being ready in May, and he feels really good.
Well, that's huge news for him and huge news for this Reds team as we try to sort out what this season will look like. This will be a very different spring training than in years past. Normally we talk about that fifth starter or the last spot or two in the bullpen as being, you know, kind of the highlight battles. But it seems like there would be a lot of position battles open this year.
Yes, especially on the pitching staff. The take away Homer Bailey from the equation because he's not going to be ready in camp. You got three rotation spots open, 3, 4, and 5. You have pretty much the entire bullpen is undecided. I mean, there's obviously some veterans that are going to come back, but their roles are undefined now. They need to identify a closer to replace Aroldis Chapman. J.J. Hoover is the likely candidate, but there are going to be other guys here. All the roles leading between the starter and the bullpen have to be sorted out. So, and on the lineup side, they don't have a left fielder identified yet, but they have a lot of candidates. So that and the bench, it's going to be a lot of positions battles this spring.
So, I mean, you almost wonder where you even begin with all of this. You just anticipate a whole lot of different looks all of spring training, a lot of different lineups, a lot of different configurations in the field. How do you figure this plays out?
Well, one thing about spring training, especially one thing over the years of watching spring trainings with two different clubs, is you find out how organized things are, and most things don't happen on the fly. Everything's really carefully choreographed and figured out to the inning. And they have it all lined up starting basically with the first day of the report date, even before for some guys, all the way to the end. And how many innings is a guy going to get? How are they going to get guys games? Is there not enough innings in the major league games? Can we get guys in minor league games? Can they have an extra B game scheduled just to have a chance to get guys to pitch and or get at bats? And it all works out somehow. You know, every year they figure out if a regular position player has his job decided and they need to really find a guy at bats in a big league game, they move the established player to the minor league side to get as many at bats as he needs to get ready. So there's a whole slew of things they can figure out. Brian Price has said in the past that in left field he's going to give a lot of different guys looks, try to see how it goes, and you know, mix and match and figure it out, and they'll try to chart out as many innings as they can for the guys that are competing for that 3, 4, and 5 spots in the rotation. There's about 9 or 10 guys that are going to be competing for those.
So, you know, there are definitely ways to get the guys, you know, at bats or innings to get them ready, right? And we see it year in, year out where, like you say, B games, whatever, minor league games. But when you're talking about evaluating guys, right, to make a decision for a position, then it becomes, which coaches are at what split squad game, who's playing in that game, how many bats against what type of pitching. I mean, and I think the bottom line, Mark, is we've all observed over the years, it's not a great time, really, to evaluate. It's just not that, it's not that realistic or it doesn't simulate regular season conditions enough, really, to give a great idea, does it?
It can. I mean, Arizona is a little tougher than Florida in the sense that the altitude's higher, the ball travels a little further and carries. And of course, a guy hitting a home run in the ninth inning off pitcher wearing number 85 that's coming over from minor league camp isn't the same as hitting one off of Zach Greinke in the first inning. But you evaluate as best you can. And, when it comes to things like split squad games, they have, again, now the modern baseball, there's scouts that are watching everything. There's video of every at-bat. There's videos of the bullpen sessions. There's videos of the batting cage. So they can watch swings. They can watch deliveries. They can watch makeup and all these different things that go into the soup of making a decision on a player and deciding whether or not he's ready. So there is a formula, so to speak, but they know who they want eventually, and they can figure out how this guy can plug in, especially in a young team. You don't want too young of a player rotting on the bench, and maybe that guy is not predisposed to coming off the bench and pinch hitting. Maybe it's better to him to have him in AAA. And there's different scenarios they work through, but they always find a way, no matter what happens, to have 25 guys come April.
Well, if I heard all that correctly, Mark, you gave us a recipe for decision soup.
Maybe.
Which is kind of... that's the magic of spring training for a lot of these teams. As I mentioned, it's a different spring that way for this Reds organization than it has been in recent years. Do you like this kind of wide open, scenario? It's Wild West out there. Who knows what may come of it?
Yeah, I do like it. I mean, it's always fun to cover a team that's going to be contending for the postseason in general. That's always a nice thing, especially when during the regular season, the games are meaningful, but you also, in the preseason, in the exhibition season, you want to find the things that are meaningful to readers, and position battles are always going to be something that people are interested in, no matter whether the team is going for the World Series or the team is rebuilding. So I in this case, there's a lot of new faces, especially on the pitching side that I want to get to know myself, that I know that people that read MLB.com and Reds.com want to get to know. So this is kind of an opportunity to sort of reboot a little bit and show some new faces on the website that maybe, haven't been seen before, because people have known this team for the last few years of contending, and they've seen the faces before, and now this is kind of a fresh look.
So let me ask you this. You haven't been down there real long. I mean, you just got down there yesterday.
Yeah.
And I know, it's not official yet that everybody has to have reported by today, but they trickle in, the media trickles in. The Homer Bailey story and his progress is a big one and of interest. But is Brandon Phillips the next biggest story at the spring training?
No, I wouldn't say Brandon Phillips is, just because it's already been decided he's the second baseman. He's established. Obviously, he's going to have his own program here like any other veteran guy. He'll get his bats at bats in games, and he'll ease his way into the schedule. But I don't see... I haven't heard of any potential trades in the wind or anything like that. So I don't see him being any different for him this camp than other guys. I just don't see that right now. I think Jay Bruce might actually be more interesting, only in the sense that there's always been trade rumors about him all winter. There was even some as of last week, and you kind of wonder, will he be here on opening day? That seems a little less likely than Phillips, but I still personally think Jay will be here on opening day, but it's not a guarantee.
Okay, it will take a week or two here of PFPs and guys fielding fungos, and then the games start. Do you prefer it when we get to the game portion of spring training, or do you like this sort of amorphous guys wandering around, you can grab them and chat with them a little easier this time of spring training?
I think almost any writer, I don't know how many of the guys you've talked to so far down here out in Florida, I generally have the same feeling every year. It's like, okay, I can't wait for pitchers and catchers to get here and start and kind of get in the rhythm of baseball again. That's always fun. But after a couple of days of that, man, I can't wait for the full squad to report and have all the position players here. Then after a couple of days of that, it's like, man, when are the games going to start? And then when the game starts, like, when is opening day going to get here? So there's always waiting for that next milestone, I guess, of camp. And it's a nice pace in general, no matter when it is. Yes, it feels like the interviews are easier to get. Guys are more available to talk, especially in the morning before things get started. It's one of the rare times in the job where you're more of a daytime worker than a nighttime worker. So it's a better. I like the pace of spring training. I like the access, and I certainly like watching games and workouts in nice weather.
Yeah, the 91 degree weather doesn't hurt. Enjoy it, Mark. Welcome to Arizona, and here's to an eventful, interesting Reds camp this year.
Yeah, we'll see. Thank you very much.
All right, Mark Sheldon, MLB.com Extras. That's the Cincinnati Reds edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.